This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم dear listeners from all around the world. Welcome back to a new episode of For a Better Life. Don't forget that we are IRB English Radio and I'm Beta, and once again I have the opportunity to be next to you in order to analyze and talk about different things and different points of human beings in order to have a better life. In this episode, we're gonna face a complete and important question. A revolutionary time of your life. When was it? When was the time that you first come to this point that, oh my gosh, I need to change everything. I need to change myself. I need to change the way I'm living, the way I'm using my time, the way I'm wasting my time, and the way I'm communicating with Allah Almighty. There are times, specifically the bad times that you are experiencing. Most of the people, when they got into troubles, when they lose some beloved person, in these kind of situations, they will find back their faith and they will be like, oh my gosh, Allah, please help us. And this is not a true faith, by the way, because this faith is only triggered by the difficulties and obstacles of the time. So, as we know, death takes people suddenly. So we must leave asking ourselves, am I ready to answer to Allah? If not, today is the time to change. It's a revolution for your soul and a revolution for every single one that is listening to us. In order to get changed, in order to have a revolutionary moment with yourself, to pave the way of humanity and being a good servant for Allah Almighty. In the entire history of humanity, nothing has ever brought change to the world like Islam. And, you know, I can tell you certainly that Islam was a revolution throughout the history, which actually caused a lot of consequences and a lot of important impact on people up until now. So, the message of the final prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him and his family, not only transformed the whole civilization, but the whole world and the whole history. Even today, Islam stands out in its capacity to drive its followers to pursue worship, purity, and generosity in a world full of capitalism and destruction. So, dear listeners, let's go for a short break. Stay tuned.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Is all I need.
All I need.
Is all I need.
It's all I need.
Love is all I need.
All I need.
Love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all I
need.
And I know that you see how much you need.
You mean to me,
'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can
be.
And I know that you
see
how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.
Welcome back to IRB English Radio. You are listening to the program For a Better Life. In the first part of our episode, I talked about this revolutionary times that we may go through during our life, that we feel like we have to change everything. And we mentioned this important point that Islam was a revolution throughout the history, not only for the civilization of that time, but also for all the people around the world at all times. We are not the first generation to be tempted by greed and pleasure. We are not the people that feel the darkness and the greed inside our souls. So, in fact, these troubles go back as far as Adam and Eve, peace be upon them, were existed. However, Islam enables its followers to break free from sinful temptation and to pursue a life of serving Allah, our Creator. But the times that we come to ourselves, the times that we feel like we have to do something in order to go through the road that Allah Almighty has put us to be a better human being and a better version of ourselves, is the revolutionary time that I'm talking about. What is it about Islam that enables this and enables this power in its followers in order to change their daily life into a positive change in themselves and find the right path? So, dear listeners, we need to go for a short break in order to get refreshed. Then we're going to come back in a blink of an eye. Stay tuned. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program For a Better Life. The key point I mentioned was that you cannot change yourself without believing that you need to get changed. And this is really important, of course. And this is exactly the revolutionary times that I'm talking about. The times that you feel the need to be changed. So, as we raise our own faith and iman, our good deeds flow more naturally from our hands. With Allah's permission, our good deeds will become solely for His sake. And it is these deeds which will bring us closer to Jannah. Allah recognizes that humans have a love for this world, but that the true believers are those whose worldly temptation is overcome by fear of the day of judgment and resurrection. These believers focus their lives and deeds for pleasing Allah Almighty, rather than seeking to gain the respect of His creation. And this is the true inner revolution that everyone needs in order to take the first step of being a better human being. One of the most beautiful sentences I've read up to here from Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, which is, one of the blessings of this revolution has been the spiritual transformation observed in our society. I have repeatedly said that this spiritual transformation witnessed in Iran, brought about by this revolution with the will of God, the most exalted, the most high, has been more valuable and more important than the victory we have achieved or the fact that we have curtailed the hands of the foreigners and criminals from this country. Actually, this beautiful sentence will remind us about the inner revolutions and inner changes that we go through, and more importantly, about the fact that human beings have this potential capacity to get changed, to go and develop, to reach the level of perfection. So, self-making and attaining to the highest level of perfection have ever been the final objectives of every human being, knowingly or unknowingly. Nevertheless, this is not an easy task, as it requires, first of all, that one should recognize oneself, improve one's abilities, and then advance towards the set objectives. So, guiding people to achieve this great objective has been the obligation undertaken by the divine prophets and godly reformers. So, as we all know, man becomes the subject of various branches of science from different aspects, like psychology, sociology, history, ethics, medicine, and even physiology and biology are branches of science which deal with man from a specific point of view. So, in this episode, we're going to discuss man from the viewpoint that he's a being who can undergo perfection. We will deal with the ultimate form of perfection and the way it can be reached. So, we will endeavor to recognize the way to reap more and better benefit from internal abilities and external facilities to reach perfection and true prosperity by means of reflecting in our own being and finding elements in our nature which are established to lead to and fulfill the main objectives and recognizing inclinations existing for sublime human causes, as well as relations which tie us with one another and enable us to to make ourselves more powerful and prepared for progress and development by using them and striving to solidify and strengthen them. You cannot change yourself before believing in the change that you're going to make. There are times that you feel like you have to change your deeds into the better one. Thank you for listening to me. It was all the time I had for today's episode. May Allah bless all of us and put us in the right path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash. Share.